ओम शांति। वेलकम टू मधुबन, बाप दादाज होम, योर होम। मधुबन इज अ प्लेस where we experience God's presence. Madhuban is the place where we get God's nectar of knowledge, God's love, God's family. So many experiences we get in Madhuban, because Madhuban word itself has a deep meaning. Madhu means honey and ban means forest. So in English translation they say forest of honey, Madhuban. And forest and honey, they both are contrary to each other. Forest means solitude, all by yourself, no one around you, total, soundless, free from everything. That is in a forest. That is why sannyasis used to do their tapasya in a forest. all by themselves inside a cave. But honey is in contrast to that. Honey means where you need many, many honey bees to make honey. Many, many busy honey bees, they work so hard to make honey in that beehive, that honeycomb. So that stands for a big gathering. So Madhuban is a place where we find a gathering. Souls from all over the world come here. And Madhuban is also the home where you can experience as much solitude you like, you can experience. So that is Madhuban. This experience you will not get anywhere else. The whole world comes here. We get all the seniors. So today also you will meet Sudesh Didi, Jayanti Didi, Meera Didi. You will also meet Santosh Didi in few days, Rajni Didi, and Sudha Didi, all the seniors are coming. And therefore, so the gathering of the whole world takes place here. But still you can experience a lot of solitude. And in that solitude and gathering, we learn how to be detached and loving. This is the beauty of the confluence age, in which God gives us these supreme directions that children, you have to live in your household, but you have to live like a lotus. Lotus stands for detachment and loving. It grows in a muddy pond, filth, dirt all around, but the lotus flower is above that. It's unattached. It is unperturbed. It's so clean that dirty water does not touch the lotus flower. It just drains away. And the lotus flower remains detached but still loving, because it is attached to the stem and the roots and the leaves. Everything is attached to, but still it is above. And therefore Baba teaches us how to live like a lotus, detached and yet loving. So we learn how to detach and when to detach, how to love and when to love. And as Baba said in today's blessing, it's not love for a few and no love for others, but it is love for everyone. Everyone. Because it is love for God. So if you love God, you love everyone. If you want to love everyone, then just love God, because God is the seed. And if you water the seed, then the whole tree gets the water, gets the food. Just water the seed. So love Baba and you love everyone. It's not I love this one and I don't love that one. Because this love is altruistic, without any desires, without any selfish motives. And when I am in that state, I love myself also. That's the topic today. Loving myself in the present and future forms. It's not that I love everyone except myself. You know, many people, they don't like themselves. they like others. You know, how they like others, they keep praising others. He is so good, he is like this, he is so nice, you know, all his qualities or her qualities they are mentioned. That means they like them. But then when it comes to the self, we usually say, I don't think I love myself. Why don't you love yourself also? Loving yourself does not mean that you have to praise yourself. You do praise others, no doubt. But loving the self does not mean that you don't pray, that you praise yourself. Because praising yourself only, that would be ego, definitely. Let others praise you. And even if others praise you, you should say, well, all this what I have achieved is from Baba. So give praise to Baba. But of course, Baba has given me that speciality, and therefore I make the best use of it. And therefore, I love myself too. Because I am utilizing every thought, every breath, every moment, every penny in a worthwhile way. So when I use everything in a worthwhile way, I know that I have made my life worthwhile. So when I say I have made my life worthwhile, it means I am loving myself too. But in the world we see so many people, different attitudes. Some keep praising themselves only, and others they talk ill of them or they, you know, hate them. And there are others who just speak good of others, but when it comes to them, they say, no, I am useless, I am no good, I am very bad. Third people are those who say bad for themselves as well as for others, because they have so much negativity in themselves. And because of that negativity, they see just the negativity of others without realizing that they have some goodness in them too. But those who see goodness in themselves and others, they are always happy. So I have to see goodness in myself as well as others. I respect others as well as myself. That is loving my present form. So how do I love my present form? At present, I am no longer a Shudra or from the devilish community of the world. When I became Baba's child, I made a promise to Baba. Baba, I surrender all my weaknesses to you. I give up all my defects. I am, Baba, yours and you are mine. So we made a promise to Baba. Baba, you belong to me and I belong to you. And when I made a promise to Baba that, Baba, I belong to you, then Baba makes a promise, yes, child, I belong to you. Whatever I have, I say, Baba, it belongs to you. And Baba says, keep that with you, but become a trustee of that because it belongs to Baba. It belongs to Baba. And therefore you can't misuse whatever is entrusted. So when I understand this, I love myself, I love Baba. And I know how much Baba loves me. Baba loves an honest heart. So if I have honesty in my heart, I share everything with Baba. My heart is clean and clear. What Dadi used to say, Dadi Janki used to say, clean, clear and simple. Clean, clear and simple. If I am all the three, then I need not worry at all. Many questions that, does Baba love me? Does Baba love me? They question this. They used to ask Dadi. But does Baba love me? And Dadi used to say, you see yourself. If you have honesty in you, if you have truthfulness in you, if you have, if you are following Srimad accurately, then definitely Baba loves you. Baba loves everyone. But how much love you experience from Baba depends on your own stage. Therefore, Baba says number wise. Baba has endless treasures, knowledge and virtues and powers, endless, limitless. You can take as many you want from Baba. But if our intellect is not ready to take it, then we can't blame Baba for it. You go near the ocean, it's a vast ocean, so much water. But how much water can you take depends on what type of vessel you have. If your vessel or utensil, whatever you have brought, is a small one, then you will be able to take only that much. The sun is giving its rays all the time. But if I keep my window shut, then I can't blame the sun for not giving me sunshine. So I have to open my windows in order to get the sunshine. I need a big vessel, a big utensil to collect the water I need, because they are giving endless. The sun does not restrict itself that I will give heat and light only to this one and not to that one. The ocean does not restrict itself that I will give water to this one and not to that one. But it's for everyone. So Baba says, my treasures are for everyone. That means I love everyone. But depends on how much you take from Baba. And that will depend on my stage. If my stage is good, very elevated, then I will get maximum love from Baba. But if my own stage is not good, there is some guilty feelings, because I've done something wrong, I've gone against Srimad, then definitely I will not experience Baba's love to that extent. And therefore, if I want to experience Baba's love completely, mentally I have to be completely surrendered. And when I'm completely surrendered, definitely I love myself also. Because my heart is clean, my mind is clear, my intellect is very pure. And when I'm experiencing this, definitely I can receive so much love from Baba that I become full and I'm able to share that with others. But if I'm not able to share it with others, it means I am not full in myself, because I can share only when I have it. If I don't have it myself, how can I share it with others? And in order to become full, I receive the maximum from Baba. But I will be able to do that only if I have a true, clean, pure heart, or mind and intellect. And then when you start loving yourself, you realize how you are loved so much by Baba also. You are in Baba's eyes. You are in Baba's heart. You feel that. Some say, how do I know that Baba loves me? He says, see yourself first. How much you love Baba. If you say, I love Baba very much, then do expect that Baba also loves you too much. And how do you know that you love Baba too much? It's when you follow Srimad. Because the one whom I love, I will always follow him. I will always obey him. So Baba is giving us Srimad at every step in every murli. Baba says you have to study. If you want a high status, if you want to claim my full inheritance, study. And if I'm not paying attention to the study, then I can't expect to get a high status. I can't expect that Baba will love me. So Baba loves those who have a clean heart. Baba loves those who have an honest heart. Because Baba himself is so honest. If I am something, I will like another person to be like me. So whatever I am, I will like the other one to be like me. So Baba will love the children, those who make effort to become like him. And for that, Baba says, consider this Brahmin life to be a very, very precious life. You know, on the path of devotion, it's written in the scriptures that you go through 8.4 million species and at the end you get a human life. Only at the end of 8.4 million births you get a human life at the end. So this human life is very valuable. But Baba says, this human life of confluence age is definitely very valuable. Although you get human lives, but only 84, not 8.4 million. But out of those 84 births, this life, this birth of ours is the most valuable one. And how do I appreciate this valuable life? By becoming aware of all the titles Baba has given to me. In every murli, Baba gives so many titles to the children. Your sister was telling you about me that how I translate for Baba. So when I would be translating for Baba, the very first sentence of the Avyakt murlis, in every murli it comes, Baba is looking at, or so and so, you know, all the titles. Looking at his holy swans, looking at his world benefactor children, looking at, you know, his helpers. So in this way, how Baba would give us so many titles. And I remember when I translate that, I start feeling so intoxicated. But I have to write, because Baba speaks different titles, no? So I have to write first, because in English and Hindi there is a little bit difference in translation. In Hindi, the verb comes at the end. Baba is dash, 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 children looking at or meeting, whatever. So looking at or meeting comes at the end. In English, the verb comes right at the beginning. Baba is looking at so and so, so and so. In Hindi, Baba is so and so, so and so, so and so looking at. This is the difference. And therefore, Baba would speak and then I had to wait for the verb which would come at the end of the sentence. So I used to write all the titles Baba gave to the children. And whilst writing, I used to feel so intoxicated. Oh, Baba is looking me in that stage or with that vision or with that sight. And feel so intoxicated because I would realize who I am. Dadi Janki had this intoxication, no? When she used to say Om Shanti three times, she would say, who am I? Whom do I belong to? and what am I supposed to do? And that would fill her with so much intoxication. So who am I? Who am I is such a important and very, very valuable question. Who am I? There could be so many answers, and one of the answers may be, I'm a soul. I'm a doctor, engineer, whatever answers you give. But some may say, I'm a soul. But then what type of soul? Just a soul, everyone is. Everyone is a soul. But what type of soul am I? So when Baba speaks the first sentence, Baba is looking at such children. So looking at, then I would feel intoxicated because I had to try it right at the, you know, speak at the end of the sentence only. So that is how I used to get intoxicated. And then that intoxication would remain with me for the whole day, for many days, until I would recollect again what did Baba say in the Murli. So it would remain. And that's why Baba says you must keep revising the Murli. Because Murli gives us so many different ideas of the depth of knowledge, of yoga, of dharana, of service, seva. Different ideas, different yuktis, Baba says. Different methods of doing service. How Baba wanted service to happen. Baba talks about the pictures. You have to take these pictures abroad. And really when Baba's children took these pictures abroad, the double foreigners appreciated the pictures so much. Why did they appreciate? Because they realized, oh, we were so high. We were so elevated. We were deities. And now we can become deities again. So that feeling of such an elevated stage of ours makes us become intoxicated. So loving our present form, which is a Brahmin form. I'm no longer the Shudra now. Shudra means the impure ones. But I'm a pure soul. I have realized my purity. Because when I observe purity, I start loving myself. You know, when we talk about the qualities of the soul, we first say purity. And then we say peace. And then we say love. Because peace follows purity. If I have pure thoughts, only then purity will be. Pure thoughts, only then there will be peace. If I don't have pure thoughts, I will never experience peace. And only when I have peace will I be able to love myself. If I don't have peace within, I cannot love myself too. So purity leads to peace and peace leads to love. So in order to love myself, I need to be very, very peaceful inside. In order to be peaceful inside, I must have purity within. Purity in my thoughts, in my words, in my actions. You know, there are many people whose words may be very good, but their thoughts are not very good. Their thoughts are very malignant, very impure, but they speak so beautifully. Words are wonderful. Their actions also not really great, but words are marvelous. Their thoughts and actions don't matter. They are not the same. Words are not same at all. So there's a conflict between the thoughts, words and actions. Thoughts are different, words are different, actions are different. So that person gets confused. But if thoughts, words, actions are in alignment, whatever I have to do, I must speak only that. And whatever I have to think, because that only I will speak. So whatever I'm speaking should be based on what my thoughts are. Some people think themselves to be very clever. In the mind they say, oh, why has this fellow come? I hate this person, I don't like him, I don't want him in my house. But when he enters the house, I have a thought, I start praising him, I start appreciating him, and I say, oh good, you have come, I was remembering you, it's great you have come, and you are so good, you know, I start praising him. But internally I'm not happy with him. So internally I'm not happy, but externally I'm praising him. But that person gets the vibrations immediately. It's not that he will not get the vibrations. And then if he's wanting to go because he didn't get the right good vibrations, you say, why you want to go? But inside you say, oh, it's good if he goes. So, yeah, it's good if he goes. But outside you say, no, don't go. Why are you going so quickly? You can stay, you can sit here, you can, do so many things. Don't go. So this contradiction actually makes me so guilty then later on, because I thought something else and I spoke something else. And then maybe tell somebody else that you please send him away. I will not say, but I tell somebody else to send him away, because I don't want to lose my value in front of him. So I make somebody else responsible for it. But then again, is that really being truthful? If I have something in my heart, I should say it straight away, of course, lovingly. Because love should not reduce, come what may. Love should be the same. If love reduces, or I speak a little bit harshly, I speak with anger, then my relationships will definitely get spoiled. So some understand this, that relationships can get spoiled, but then inside I'm bubbling with anger, and outside I'm just trying to be very peaceful. But that won't last long. Ultimately it will be visible on my face, however much I may try to hide it. And therefore Baba says, inside, outside, clean, pure, happy-hearted, always welcoming, always giving. So giving, that is the biggest art of life. We say, nature is always giving, always sharing. Nature is not using anything for itself. It is using it for others. A fruit-laden tree does not eat its own fruit. It is giving to others. A river flowing, or water coming from upstairs, from up and then flowing down, how people go and drink in those springs. So, because it is giving, trees are giving shade, they are giving everything. They are not doing anything for themselves. So if nature is doing that, then why can't I? That is why in Bharat, these elements are worshipped. They are remembered as God, fire God, everywhere, I think, in every religion. Fire God, water God, they are all worshipped as gods because they are given so much respect. So if nature is always giving, but I am the master of nature, so how should my stage be? If I am also giving, because everything has been given to me by God, I didn't bring in anything in this world when I was born, when I came, I will not take anything from this world when I leave. So everything is like God's property, is nature's property. So if it's God's property, nature's property, then what am I proud of, or what do I boast about, that this is mine, that is mine. Because I didn't bring with me and I will not take back with me. But I definitely love myself because God loves me. I definitely love myself because I realize my qualities. I'm honest, I'm hardworking, I am truthful, I am following Srimad accurately, then why shouldn't I love myself? So I love my present form and also my future form, because whatever I am in my present, it will affect my future. You know, some people say, just live in your present. Don't think about the past, don't think about the future. That's why they say, past is history, forget it. Future is a mystery, forget that too, it's a mystery, you don't know. Past is history, don't remember it because it's finished. Future is a mystery, you don't know, so don't have to think about it. But live in the present. Live in the present, and the present is a gift. You know, gift is also called present. So present is a gift. Live in the present and make the best use of it. But according to karma philosophy, whatever I do in the present will definitely become the future. Because future is based on the present. The present is based on the past. So I should know all the three aspects of time. My past, my present, my future. So individual maybe is not known. Because individually how can you count each leaf of a tree? There are so many. But collectively, definitely, we know that our past was very bright in the golden age. The recent past was not very good, but I don't know of my previous births, but I definitely do know about my present birth. If in my present birth, present life, I have done good deeds, let me not be worried about my future. Why? Because my present will lead to my future. Future will not just come like that. Destiny, how is it formed? It goes through a process. That's why there's a saying, watch your thoughts, for they will become words. Watch your words, for they will become actions. Watch your actions, for they will become your habits. Watch your habits, for they will become your personality. And watch your personality, for that will become your destiny. So my destiny, my future, depends on my thoughts. And my thoughts are affected by my past. You know? Whatever I have done in the past, or whatever feelings I have had in the past, whatever vision I had created in the past, all that affects my present. So I have to actually see all the three aspects of time, the past, present and future. I may not know the past of the beginning, but I do know, can understand the past of this life. I came to Baba, supposing you came to Baba when you were 20, 30 or 40 years, and that was about 20 years ago. So you can know the contrast between what you were 40 years ago and what you are now. And then if you realize that you haven't changed, then you need to change this negativity into positivity. And when you make a determined thought, then it is possible to change and make your future bright. But first I have to check my thoughts. Where do I stand? Are my thoughts righteous? Are my thoughts very cooperative with others? Are my thoughts based on harmony with others? Are my thoughts based on Baba's remembrance? Are my thoughts based on Baba Srimad? If they are, then I can surely love myself, because I know my future will be very bright. You know, when a child is born, it comes with closed fingers. You know, it's born, it's like they, their fingers are like this. Sometimes the mother has to open the fingers very hard. The child has fingers like this. And we say that the child has brought its fortune. It has brought its fortune. So whatever is the fortune of the child, that is on his, in his hand. And when he opens, then maybe these lines of fortune are visible. So when a child is born, he brings his fortune with him. That's what the saying is. But when he dies with open hands. No, it's not that he dies like this, but people really cover, you know, the body and the hands so that they remain closed. But when he dies, he goes empty-handed, because everything remains behind. But what he takes with himself is just his karma. That's all. And what is karma? Karma means action and reaction. So he knows what his karma are, and accordingly he knows that he is going to get the fruit of that. And as a result, he should pay attention. But very many people don't pay attention, and then they say, oh, doesn't matter, whatever it is, I will look at it, doesn't matter, and he neglects. So my past, my present, my future depends on actually what I'm thinking now. Because what I had thought earlier, this thought has come in my intellect, it has gone into my subconsciousness. So how I have to be so careful. And therefore Baba said in one murli that you must always use the word not, N-O-T, not. Whenever any waste thoughts come, or any waste words spoken, any waste actions done, all the unwanted things done, at that time say no. No. No to yourself, that I will not repeat in the future. But whatever has been done, don't repent over it. Because if you spend time in repenting over it, then when will you repair it? When will you change yourself? So instead of really confessing or feeling very unhappy about what wrongs you have done, you make a promise to Baba, Baba, whatever I have done, I surrender unto you, and Baba, I will follow every instruction of yours. So when I am promising this to Baba, then Baba gives me all the love which the soul needs. And then this love does not go anywhere else. So my present also becomes very, very special, and that also leads to my future, which then leads to my destiny for many births. So what do I have to do? I have to make my life, present life, fruitful. How do I make my life fruitful? By not giving sorrow to somebody, but also by not doing anything wrong for somebody. because that will affect my karma as well. So I have to give happiness and take happiness, that's all. If somebody has come in between, all right, you can understand this knowledge. If he has come without any time, appointment, doesn't matter, you can still give him knowledge. Of course, our time is very precious, our knowledge is very precious, but whenever he comes, he should get something or the other from God's home. We have to share something with him. And when I'm doing this work of sharing the goodness with him, then automatically my life also becomes good, becomes better. So Kwava says, keep sharing. By sharing, yours does not become less. Instead, yours increases and increases. So my present also is very fruitful, and my future also is very, very fruitful. Because whatever is my present is going to lead to my future. Whatever has been present has now become the present. Whatever had happened has now become my present. So if that past has become my present, and my present will then lead to my future, so how should I make my future? If present is good, future will be even better or even best. But I have to make my present better, not just eat, drink and be merry. But I have to make my present better. And how do I make my present better? When I'm following Srimad completely. Because that will enable me to follow all the principles which Baba has said, and thereby give me the certificate of how I took care of myself, how I reciprocated to Baba Srimad, and how I changed myself. So when I'm aware of this, definitely I have changed myself. So first is embodiment of purity, second is embodiment of peace, and third is embodiment of love. And this love is altruistic love. I don't want any return. Because it's my sanskar of love. Some people, they attain something, they acquire something. And then they say, I'm ready to give, but you must give me this instead. So they are like bargaining. But altruistic love means, I'm only giving, no desires for return. And that is what Baba says, I will enable me to love you. So Baba wants that we children become righteous if we want to be loved by Baba and thereby make our future bright. So what are the criteria for making my future bright? First, Baba says, is study. Study, very important, is knowledge. And this knowledge is such that the more we go deeper into this knowledge, the more we feel that the jewels of knowledge are emerging in your intellect. They come automatically because you have paid attention to the study. And even if we leave the body in that study period, I still have the faith that whatever I have done in this period, it is all for Baba, so Baba knows what my future is going to be. So I don't hate my past, I don't hate my present, but I always appreciate my present. See, one is to hate, the other is to appreciate. Big contrast. We may hate somebody, but then when he approaches with so much love and respect that I change my attitude and start having love and respect for that person, because he was so good in front of me. And when that's possible, then I can also be good to others. Why not? Even if they have done bad to me, doesn't matter. I forget. Let bygones be bygones. And therefore, Baba has given us two words. Past is past. Don't live in the past. Don't be aware of the past. Try to give a full stop. Try to finish it. Because we have no time. When somebody has a lot of work to do, no time, he won't waste his time on any trivial matters, because he has no time. So Baba says, don't waste your time on trivial matters, on little weaknesses or little upheavals. But do realize that on your palms your future is written. So you go with closed palms, with a very beautiful future, because you have done good acts in the present. You're not afraid. People are afraid of death. Why are they afraid of death? Actually, what is death? Death is nothing but changing of costume. You take out one costume and put another costume. Why do you have to be afraid? But changing of costume, the body, makes people frightened. Why? Because of different reasons. One is body consciousness. Body consciousness. I am Mr. So-and-so. I am a doctor. I am an engineer. I am this. I am that. Ego works. But then when I become soul conscious, there's no ego. My soul consciousness becomes natural. And when it is natural, I love my present. I hate my present because I'm body conscious. But when I'm soul conscious, I will not hate my present. I will love my present because my actions will be righteous. And definitely I have faith that my future will also be good. But why are people afraid? Because they think that they are going to die. They are going to die. But we never die. And secondly, in this life we learn how to detach ourselves from the body. Even if there's a lot of pain, but still if we can detach from the body, you won't feel the pain. Because the pain is there in the body, no doubt, but it's the soul which feels the pain. But if I know how to detach from the body, I will not feel the pain. But if I have too much pain, at that time I should think, this pain is of the body, not the soul. Because when the soul leaves the body, no pain. Baba says in the Murlis, the pain is felt only when the soul is in the body. And when the soul leaves the body, even the body has no pain because it's dead. So firstly, because the thought is, I am dying. Secondly, it is because of so much body consciousness and attachment to things. Mine. So I don't want to leave those things because I'm so attached to them. I'm attached to the body, I'm attached to the possessions, I'm attached to so many things. I become so possessive. I don't want to leave that. And that's what makes me afraid of death. Because I know that when I die, I will not be able to take anything with me. But if I have done righteous actions, I will not be afraid, because I know my good actions will accompany me in my deep sanskars, my subconsciousness. And then these sanskars will give me a beautiful birth in the future. You know, Baba was saying the other day also, if the body has become old, you know, in golden age, how the knowledge of soul comes and the thought comes that now this body is old, I must relinquish it, leave it, and I'll get a new body. whole life they don't have to think about the soul. Because it's so naturally soul conscious. They're like little children, they are so innocent. So to the golden age, the deities, the future are very innocent. They don't have any knowledge of impurity. So in order to overcome the fear of death, the second thing is that I overcome the attachment to possessions. How? By saying they belong to Baba. Baba said in today's Murli also, you become a trustee of them. Consider them to be belonging to Baba, not you. And when you think in that way, you can just overcome the attachment to possessions and thereby overcome the fear of death. The third reason why there is fear of death, it is because of the ignorance of the future. What will happen in the future is like going on a path which is very dark, no light at all. You are so afraid. Oh, what if I fall down? What if I lose my way? What if someone comes, you know, and catches me or something? So we are afraid because ignorance of the future. But we as Baba's children have knowledge of the future as well. Because if I leave my body at this moment, I'm very, very sure my future will be very bright because I have performed good actions. I am not giving sorrow to anyone. I have not committed any such bad actions or sinful actions which will create bad karma for me. So, I am ever ready. So, my future is bright. It will be better than this life. Then automatically my fear of death finishes. And the fourth reason why there's fear of death is the fear of punishment. Punishment. I will be punished by Dharamraj. There's fear. Like Baba said in today's Murli too, either it is yoga power, yesterday's Murli, so fire of yoga or the fire of punishment. Because in Dharamraj Puri there is punishment, and like your body is burning in the fire, that's also a big punishment. And so it's either the fire of yoga or the fire of punishment. They show for Sita, you know, Sita, Rama and Sita, that Sita had to go through a very big test. And that test was that she had to go through fire. Because if she was pure, her chastity was there, and she was completely pure, then she would pass through the fire very easily. But if she was not chaste or pure, then she would be affected by the fire. So she had to go through that fire. It's a test for her purity. And she passed that test very, very beautifully, showing her purity. So Baba says, so through yoga power you become pure. If not, then you have to go through the fire of Dharamraj. So decide what you want to do. Either do yoga, or that is pass through the fire of yoga, or pass through the fire of punishment. You have to decide. Some people say, well, it doesn't matter, we will see later on. But Baba has told us about the karma philosophy, that this will be your future. Baba keeps telling us about the future too. But if we have done good actions, then our future is very bright, and we know that we are going to become deities. Baba talks about the difference. If somebody is studying law or any medicine or whatever of this world, and he has passed many exams, and ultimately he passes in his final exams and he gets a certificate that you have come in first class or whatever, and he comes out of the college with his certificate, and there he meets with an accident on the road and he dies, for example. So that certificate will not be valid in the next birth. It was only for this birth, but if he dies, well, the certificate is finished. It's of no use, because he can't take that certificate in the future. But this knowledge which Baba gives to us, Baba has guaranteed us that this knowledge will result in the fortune of 21 lives, 21 births. Such a great fortune is guarantee of God. And if God guarantees, that means it will definitely happen. People give guarantees, you know, warranty and guarantee for things. They say 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, maybe 5 years, 10 years, whatever. But only for that much time. But what about after that? And here Baba gives us guarantee for 21 births, in which we will live a life of purity, peace and prosperity. But that is based on the present. So we love our future only when we understand that our present life is so good. So if my present life is good, my future will be even better. Therefore I am not afraid of anything. So this is what we have to understand. I will leave my body happily. So when can I leave my body happily? When I am sure that my future is bright. And therefore Baba says, make the best use of everything here in the worthwhile way. Otherwise all will go to waste. Because Baba has also warned us that whatever will happen suddenly. You won't come to know tomorrow what is going to happen tomorrow. It will happen suddenly. So you will not know anything until it happens. You leave the house and you think, oh, I will reach such and such place in 1 hour. And in half an hour, you meet with an accident and finished. You never thought that you would die like this. You see, you have so many incidents happening. I will do this, I will do that, I will do that, I will do that. You know, so many, they make like castles in the air, and those castles, they disappear so soon because they are just made castles. So Baba said that you have to, instead of making castles for the future, make your present stable. Let your present be stable. Then your future will definitely be bright. You don't have to think about it. There are many stories on this. There's a story of Sheikh Chilli. Sheikh Chilli was a person who used to think too much of the future. Too much of the future. And once he got a big pot of butter, you know, pot butter. And he said, well, this is so precious. What will I do now with this butter? I will sell it. And then with that, by selling this, I will get a lot of money. So he was carrying a pot of butter on his head and he was thinking, I will do this, I will do that, I will do that with this. And I will get a lot of money, then I will become rich, then I will marry, and then I'll get a child, and then my child will say to me, Papa, Daddy, I want this or that. I will say, no, I'm not going to give you. The ego came in him. And when he said, no, I will not give, his hand was on that pot, and he brought his hand down. No, I'm not going to give you. Then what happened? That pot fell down. That pot fell down and all his future castles which he had built in the air finished. Because butter, it just fell down and it just drained itself. That's all. But he was thinking so much. But if he was careful in the present, then he would not have become egoistic or said, oh, no, I'm not going to give and take his hands down. But he forgot because he was so much only in the future. I will do this, I will do that, I will do that, and ultimately nothing. But even in the present, I have to be very, very careful. Why? Because the present life is also very precious. There are so many stories about this in that way too. Once there was a king, he had declared in his kingdom that there's a certain area, you have to go around that area and in the morning and then come back in the evening to that same place from where you started. And as much land you have crossed, that much land I will give to you. You have to go around. So as much land you cross, that land will be yours. So many people came, but then they tried to get a lot of land, so they went very far, but they could not reach in time at sunset when the sun was setting, because they had to come back at sunset. So many people, but then they gave up this competition. But there was one person who was very strong and he had full faith that he will get a lot of land. So he went round, and then as he was coming back, he ran to reach the end. And when he reached, he got so much land. But then that very moment, he got a heart attack and died. Now he got that land, but he died. So in that all that land, his grave was made. That's all. Because how much space he needed? Just 2 yards, that's all. 6 feet. That's all. That's the land he needed to be buried. But he was so, so much wanting, I want this, I want more and more land, became greedy. And ultimately, how much could his heart really bear? Because he was running from morning till evening. And ultimately he died. But what did he get? Nothing. So this is what Baba says. You make your present worthwhile, not by wanting this, I want. So needs are not many, but wants can be unlimited. And if I go for wants now, I will not get in the future. My future depends on the efforts I make now, and these are internal efforts, because that's what will accompany the soul, not these external things. And therefore Baba says, I must use now everything in a worthwhile way. My body, my mind, my wealth. I have to take care of my body too, because this body is very precious. I have to take care of my mind, because this mind should be with Baba. I have to take care of my wealth, because that should not be wasted, because it's God's wealth, God's money. It has been entrusted to me to make it be used in a worthwhile way, so I cannot waste it. And therefore I'm very, very careful with my present. And thereby I keep my body healthy, my mind also healthy, and my enough wealth to survive. I'm not going to live for hundreds of years, and anyway, how long will this world last? So I make my present be used in a worthwhile way, so I love this life and I love my future too, because I have full faith that in the future I will be a golden aged prince, a golden aged double crown deity, and I will experience purity, peace, happiness, all the qualities I want, I will experience them all. But now I am creating that fortune. Now I'm creating that sanskar. So internally I should be very, very prosperous. But when I'm internally very, very satisfied, externally also I have love for everyone, because I can share. So I have to make everything be used in a worthwhile way now. And for that, Baba says, as anything can happen suddenly, you will get only what you did, that's all. Not what you accumulated physically. So if my present is great, is good, and I've used everything in a worthwhile way, my future will always be bright. I don't have to worry at all. So what do I have to do for that? As everything will happen suddenly, I have to become ever ready. Detached and loving, ever ready, because any time a call comes from God, I'm ready, Baba, I'm ready. No attachments, no pulls, no chains. I'm totally free. So I'm ever ready, but to be ever ready, I need a long time practice. So I love my life because I am practicing it. And I love my future because I know that my future is very bright. It's going to be bright. So anything can happen suddenly. Now 2023, 24, the predictions are not very good for these 2 years. And Nostradamus has predicted a lot. But then what, never mind what he has predicted, but God is saying everything to me anyway. So anything can happen anytime. All these weapons which they have invented, they're not going to use it. They're not going to keep them, they will use them. Now we are seeing how Israel and Palestine, how they started. So, and America has come inside, and Russia has come on the other side, and it can turn to a world war, you never know. And as in the Kalpa tree, it is shown the two cats, how they are fighting, America and Russia, the two cats. And they don't get anything. The butter goes to Sri Krishna. So that will be the future of the world and of Bharat. Bharat becomes a world guru. God comes in Bharat. So Baba keeps praising Bharat so much. And I know double foreigners, they always say, you love Bharat, huh? Don't you? You love Bharat? You all love Bharat, yes? Those who say we love Bharat very much, raise your hand. Yes, everyone, sure. You all have to come in the future here, right, in Bharat. Not in your, those countries. But then all that will become part of Bharat anyway. So God comes in Bharat and you have come in Bharat now. God's home. You know, many brothers and sisters, they come and say, sister, when I was leaving my country, people were telling me, why are you going to India? Why are you going to India? What is there in India? Here, everything is so good. Why are you going? And I told them that I'm going to India to meet God. And they laughed at me and said, are you crazy? As if God is waiting for you there in India to meet you. So they don't realize that whatever I get here is from God. Although God is not visible in the physical form, but all whatever is happening, all these are God's acts. And we have dedicated ourselves to God. And we are following His Srimad. And He has guaranteed to us that not for one birth, but for 21 lives, you will live a life of health, wealth and happiness. So we love the future too, we love the present as well. And we know our present is bright because we have had a good past. Because present is not without a past. No, present is also based on the past. My present is based on what I did before. If my health is good now, even at this age, this body is 75 years old now. So even at this age, if my body is good, I mean, not 100% healthy, but quite healthy, that means in my past I have been very careful with my diet, I've been careful with my mind, I've been careful in every way. That's why my present is good. My relationship with everyone is good because in the past I have been very good with everyone. So my relationship is very good. My health is good, my wealth is good, my mind is good. That means I have taken care of that. But if we neglect it, then of course the present will not be good. And therefore Baba says, your present is dependent on your past and your present will then lead you to your future. So what type of future do you want? A bright future, a good future. Not just this life only. This life is certain. Even if I leave the body now, it's okay, I've done my good karma. I'm not afraid of what will happen after I leave the body. It will be, my future will be very bright. So I go happily, I live happily, And I'm very certain that my past also has been very good. That's why my present is good. So when I think in this way, I love this life and I love my future life too. So that was what I had to speak on, loving myself in my present and future form. Don't blame God if you are not getting anything. If something, your desire is not fulfilled, don't blame God. Baba, why don't you give to me? No, maybe I don't deserve. We desire so many things, but we get only what we deserve. If we don't deserve, then don't really aspire for it. Baba knows best what is good for me and what is not good for me. So too much desires will lead this life in sorrow, will lead to sorrow. Be happy and do everything in a happy state. Then you'll see how everything will turn out good, everything will turn out righteous, and everything will give very good results. Okay? Okay. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Has anyone in? Thank you. So my present life good, my future also very good. Be best. Think in this way and lead a carefree life. Not careless life, but carefree life. Big difference between careless life and carefree life. Okay? Come share.